This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Now that U.S. President Trump has announced the exact dates and location of a second summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, U.S. allies are cautiously welcoming the news. But as Henry Ridgewell reports for VOA, Mr. Trump's speech was widely viewed by some around the world as light on foreign policy.
He added that Islamic State had been largely defeated in Syria. But there are growing concerns among allies over an American withdrawal from long-running conflicts, says Chatham House's Leslie Vinjamuri.
As to whether you can really rely on the Taliban to deliver on any peace settlement that might be agreed, certainly a lot of concern by women in Afghanistan of what that would mean. And again, he's, you know, same line that he's going to pull America's troops out of Syria, and there's very grave concern there about what the implications of that will be. For stability in Syria, for ISIS, the threat from ISIS, whether that will grow.
Separately, Trump criticized Russia's purported violation of a Cold War-era missile treaty that both Washington and Moscow have pulled out of in recent days, and warned that without a new agreement, the U.S. would outspend and out-innovate all others.
Henry Ridgewell reporting for VOA News. U.S. lawmakers working to avert another partial government shutdown emerged from a closed-door meeting Wednesday, asserting that an agreement on border security can be reached in the coming days, but indicated that partisan differences do remain on specific elements of a potential deal. The bipartisan bicameral conference committee, tasked with creating a plan to boost U.S. border security before federal funding expires on February 15th, conferred privately with career officials of U.S. Customs and Border Protection. This is VOA News. A new report by the United Nations shown to the Security Council Friday claims North Korea is working to ensure that its weapons cannot be destroyed by military strikes.
U.S. President Donald Trump hailed tremendous progress in his dealings with North Korea, but the United Nations report found evidence of a consistent trend on the part of North Korea to disperse its assembly, storage, and testing locations. In addition, the UN report said North Korea continues to defy Security Council resolutions through a massive increase in illegal ship-to-ship transfers of petroleum products and coal, rendering the latest UN sanctions ineffective. North Korea has said it will never unilaterally give up its nuclear weapons unless the United States first removes any threat to it. A second summit is planned between the U.S. and North Korea for February 27th and 28th in Vietnam. Steve Miller, VOA News, Seoul.
President Trump says there is no basis for a powerful legislative committee to investigate his personal finances. VOA Steve Herman explains.
Asked about the House Intelligence Committee's decision to examine his finances, Trump is calling it presidential harassment, and he is blaming the committee's chairman, Adam Schiff, a California Democrat.
On what basis would he do that? He has no basis to do that. He's just a political hack who's trying to build a name for himself.
Hours earlier, Schiff had declared his committee would broaden its investigation to go beyond Russia and examine whether Trump's concern for his financial interests, whether in Russia, Saudi Arabia, or elsewhere, are driving his policy decisions and other actions as president. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Treasury Department official David Malpass is President Trump's pick to lead the World Bank. Trump made that announcement on Wednesday.
I knew that David was the right person to take this incredibly important job.
Malpass has been a sharp critic of the 189-nation lending institution. He says that he's honored by the nomination, and a key goal will be to implement changes to the bank that he and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin helped negotiate, and to ensure that women achieve full participation in developing economies. Malpass will succeed Jim Yong Kim, who supported and deported in January, 3 years before his term was to end, departing. Other candidates are likely to be nominated for the post by the bank's member countries. And Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is now accusing Washington of imperialism in its efforts to oust Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Erdogan's latest verbal salvo in support of his ally Maduro comes amid growing U.S. pressure on Ankara to end support for the beleaguered Venezuelan leader. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.